أصحابي أجمعين. أما بعد، tonight is an all night, 21st night, the month of Ramadan. And the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, if I see the night of Qadr, and Allah knows best when the night of power is, better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years of ibadat, what dua should I read on that night? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the wazifa, gave the dua to be read on the night of power, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Original narration riwayat, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Here's the switch. Read the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Somebody's calling somebody.
That's why it's coming. So tonight being the 21st night of the month of Ramadan, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find the night of Qadr, what dua should I recite on that night? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her the wazifa. On that night recite this dua. What can be better than the dua taught to Aisha radiallahu anha by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best dua to be recited. And together with this, for us to have yaqeen upon the ahadith, your conviction that the best wazifas are in the hadith. Best wazifas are Quran tilawat, read Quran Sharif. It is unfortunately we find that we look for wazifas and strange wazifas. Dua ya Jamila, or this dua, Nirani, or Nirani, and sometimes bid'at also. We're not getting a reward for it, we're getting sin for it. But in the name of deen, we innovated these things and so many wazifas. Deen is very, very easy. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that person who will make the shaddud in deen, وَلَا يُشَادُ الدِّينُ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ, the person who will be extreme in deen, then the deen will overpower him. It will become difficult for him. Then he will give up. How much more must read now? So Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. That the best wazifas are the wazifas given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many things we find that look very nice in Sharia, or look nice in our life that we want to do. And amongst the ayats also in this kitab, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَوْ سُوْ عَمَلِهِ فَرَاءَهُ حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the person whose evil deeds are beautified. Is the person whose evil deeds are beautified for him, so that he considers it to be good. It's an evil deed. But shaitan makes it look very nice. That let's see some tahajjud together, salat of tasbih together. When it comes to nafil ibadat is based upon isolation. When it comes to tahajjud, when it comes to nafil ibadat, then this should be done, a person infiradi on his own, not ijtimahi. There's times when we do amal, ijtima'an in congregation. Today the ummah now, what is congregational ibadat that they omit? All these nafil, we will do that together. We'll have this khatam, we have this gathering, we'll do this together, do that together. That is in Sharia. For a salah, that is in Sharia. Then we'll forego, then we'll overlook that. Even the masturat also, the ladies at home, encourage the men, go for salah or jamaat. Lead at home is fine. But this eating, we'll eat together. There's certain amal which is not to be done together, we do that together. With a certain shariat. So Allah Ta'ala give us the correct understanding that it shouldn't be the shaitan who defies these bad amal, evil amal to look good, and we do it. And then the biggest danger, as ulama explained, a person leaves this world without making tawbah for it. But on the day of Qiyamah he will come and he will think, I did so many good amal, so much good I have done. But he will realize in reality, the good wasn't good, it was evil, it was bad. So this dua also on the night of power, the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahumma innaka afuun. Allahumma innaka afuun. That, oh Allah, indeed you are forgiveness. Afuun, you are forgiveness. Oh, Honorable Shaykh Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhammarakatu explains also, what does it mean that, ya Allah, you are forgiveness? One is you have a person that is a seasonal player. They're a professional. So he plays now and then, whether football, whether cricket, not that we're advocating it. But he plays it. But he's a seasonal player. One is a person who's professional. On his car also, he's got now his name on it. So when you see him, you see cricket in motion. You see ball in motion. This is who he is. So for Allah, there's no comparison. But Allah is forgiveness. As if now Allah Ta'ala's full-time wazifa and occupation, and Allah Ta'ala's full-time job is only to forgive. And Allah Ta'ala, that as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explained, that is what Allah Ta'ala is, full-time forgiving. That's why full-time, so to say, preoccupation, that I'm waiting just to forgive, and forgive, and forgive. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, you are forgiveness and you love to forgive. One is a person who is doing the job because he's getting a good pay. But he's not enjoying it really. He's just doing it because now he's part of the motions, he learnt it, but he wants to get out of it. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiveness and he loves to forgive. Is that a burden to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Among the things we are taught also, a person that goes to Hajj, he goes to Baytullah, he goes for Umrah. So our Shaykh al-Hadith, Fazlur Rahman Sahib, to say that take three gifts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah Pak doesn't have by him. Allah Pak doesn't have in his treasury. Ya Allah, what don't you have by you? But there's three things only insan has. Allah Pak doesn't have. Among those three things are sins. Sins only we have, Allah Ta'ala is free from fault in Allah is Subhan. Why you take sins for Allah? Ya Allah, because you love to forgive. And you take something for someone what he loves the most. Allah, what you love to forgive. I brought enough sins. جِئْتُ مِن بَلَدٍ بَعِيدَةٍ بِذُنُوبٍ كَثِيرَةٍ فَغْفِرْ لِي. One person making dua for Baytullah, and he's making this dua. Ya Rabb, جِئْتُ مِن بَلَدٍ بَعِيدَةٍ. Oh my beloved Allah, I came from a far off land. He was an African brother from Africa. I'm walking around the Baytullah. Say, Ya Rabb, oh my Rabb, the Rabb of Baytullah, Rabb al-Bayt al-Atiq. Oh my Rabb, I have come with plenty of guna and sins from a very far off place. Baghfirli. Allah, you just forgive. Allah, you love to forgive, so I brought enough. And Allah loves to forgive. When you love something, you enjoy it. So when Banda makes Tawbah and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's actually now offering Allah ta'ala something which Allah loves to do. Allah, you are forgiveness. You love to forgive. Our Hazrat explains, Ya Allah, it is your hobby. It is your pastime. It is your passion. Just to forgive. And the dua we did at the end of Salah also. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. Some riwayat say, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles at his slave. Allah doesn't smile. It's Allah's rahmat. Why? Because you're saying to Allah, لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. Ya Allah, nobody forgives sins besides you. Like I tell somebody, only you can do it. Allah says, you know that. Nobody can forgive your sins. Not even your wife, not your parents, not you. Nobody, not even your ustaz. It's only I can do that. And you came to the right person. You came to the right person. You went to the right specialist, you came to the right person. You know I got the expertise. I can sort it out. Allah says, you know who you came to. That only I can forgive. And I love to forgive. لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afwa. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. Fa'afu anni. You say fa'afu anna. It's plural. Ya Allah, forgive all of us. Fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, forgive me. Say, Allah, I've come, I've done enough guna and sin, 11 months of the year. 20 days of Ramadan also, ya Allah, I stepped up. I've come finally. And when we come to the door of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, as one pious alim was giving a bayan. And in the old days, and the Arab countries also, which are not so-called the modernized countries, you'll find the houses, they just share common walls. And this, how you say, like matchbox homes. The small, small houses in the masjid, they all of a sudden. The alim was giving the bayan, and he says to the congregation, they continue making tawbah to Allah. Continue tapping the door of Allah, Allah will open the door. It will open sooner or later. Next to the masjid, an old lady, she was a arifa. She recognized Allah, she knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was old, she couldn't hold back. From there she shouted to the alim. She heard the bayan, she says, that you saying that continue tapping the door of Allah, Allah will open one day. I haven't heard Allah Ta'ala closing his door. When did he close it? It's always open. And now in the month of Ramadan, it's even more open, wide open. He says that I don't want to step into the door of Allah. How many a person says that Umrah, Hajj, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. Spiritually, I'm not ready yet. Let's give it a pass this time. Rather we go Dubai, let's go Malaysia, Umrah, we'll see that. By the way, some other time, I'm not ready as yet. The door of Allah is open already. Allah has opened the door. Who's going to step in and enjoy now the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are occasions. These are nafahat. These are special moments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to present our hearts, as we mentioned in the first program, for us to present our hearts and our chest to Allah. Ya Allah, here's my chest, here's my heart. Ya Allah, you fire the arrow. You fire the arrow of your muhabbat and your love, and fire the arrow so deep, so deep, so deep, ya Allah, give me that deep connection. When I go into sajda, ya Allah, I feel you. I don't want to come up from sajda. Listen to the Quran, tilawat of the hufaz, ya Allah, carry on the whole night. You listen to the love letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran tilawat, Hakim Akhtasab rahimahullah will say that in the month of Ramadan, Allah is giving you the opportunity to listen to the love letter He sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Jibreel, to his ummah. Go and tell them how much I love them. Go and tell them, who will tell them? Oh my beloved Habib. Tell your ummah marhuma, that ummah upon whom is my rahmat, via Quran Sharif, what can be more noble and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than his own speech. Quran is the speech of Allah, is emanated from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi gave his life for this. At that time, the people were saying that the Quran is the khalq of Allah. Quran is the creation of Allah. He says, no. The Quran is the creation of Allah. Quran is the attribute of Allah. It emanated from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To the extent for us to understand the technical discussion, the Quran Sharif that we hold and we recite, that also is not the Quran Sharif. That is just the words of Allah that emanated from Him, put in book form. Like how we are speaking right now, and you write it down, you cannot say this is a speech or the bayan of that alim. The bayan is what came out from his mouth. This is just noted down. You cannot say this is his speech. This is just now what you noted down, the speech is what he mentioned. The Quran Sharif is actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Allah emanated from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we preserved it in book form. So when you recite it, that is the Quran tilawat. You say tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran Sharif. That is why a masla also. For Quran Sharif tilawat and recitation to be valid, it has to be verbal. The person has to move his mouth, he has to move his tongue. To the extent they say to be safe, there's a little voice that comes out also to qualify that as recitation of Quran Sharif. Not just with the eyes and the finger a person is following. It's not counted in salah. But it has to be tilawat, the person's tongue has to move. And now Hazrat mentioned to us also a few days ago, that recite a little bit audible, where you can hear your Quran tilawat, has effect on the heart. It has effect on the heart. One is now do the baras quickly. That is there. But read Quran with love. May Allah send a love letter to me. How I enjoy reading it. How I want to listen to it. So when the person reads it softly, but the effect is not there. Little bit audible, not so audible also, not that you disturb somebody. But just enough for myself to hear my Quran Sharif. It has an effect on the heart when the person listens to it. Now the heart is listening. The ears are listening also. The effect is coming into the heart. We want the heart to become soft. The Aisha radiallahu anha in tafsir of that ayat, ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. She would say that when this Sahaba Ikram used to recite Quran Sharif, تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ, that their skin used to become soft and their hearts used to shudder by the hearing and the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And then the tears should begin to flow thereafter. Although we don't understand it, but Ya Allah, this is your kalam. It came from you. How I love to hold Quran Sharif, kiss Quran Sharif, read Quran Sharif, whatever time I have, then my life becomes Quran Sharif. All other wazifas are misplaced. Some buzruk give this wazifa for rozi, some buzruk give that for having children, some give that now for some problem in their family. The biggest wazifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Quran Sharif. The person who reads Quran, you'll find everything in there. It's an unending ocean. And every ayat is like a wave. It has a different enjoyment. See the children who came to the beach. I want to tell you last one. I'm coming out just now. Hazrat says, we must do Quran Sharif. I don't want to come out from the ocean. That the child now, and he wants to go more inside. The father is looking at him. Be careful, something will happen to you. No, I know how to swim. But he doesn't know how to swim. He would say, I can't read Quran, so I'm not reading. But swimming, I can't swim, but I want to go inside. The child wants to go also. We are little children. Yeah, now I want to read Quran. I'll get stuck over here. I'll carry on again. I listen to the book of the Qari, but I want to read. And once Quran becomes our life, all our wazifas are there. Solution to our problems are there. Hidayat is there. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِرَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ, the month of Ramadan. Allah highlights it in Quran Sharif. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ. Such a big month I'm giving you, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm giving you the special month. That entire year, no nights in a year can equal the nights of the nights of Ramadan. Here's days, the 9 days of Hijjah, the most virtuous days in the year. Even Ramadan can't equal it. But the nights are the nights of Ramadan. So Allah says the month of Ramadan. What Allah says thereafter, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. That month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed, because wazifa. هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah highlights this is guidance for mankind. Is hidayat. When I'm sitting with my Quran Sharif, make me the hidayat. Allah, give me that hidayat. I don't even know what I'm doing in my life right now. Whether I'm doing it right, whether I'm walking right, whether I'm doing business right. Now the biggest challenge for the businessman is the riba. Everything now is profit, investment, murabaha, and mudaraba, all the terms, whether it's halal. Islamic name is halal. Islamic name is halal. Doesn't make it halal. Hazrat says you can put now on a Coke bottle. What I'm saying is halal, or we should drink it. But now you put vinegar in there, and you say Coke. The guest will come, there's some Coke in the fridge, you have some. He goes open it, he drinks vinegar in there. It's not the same thing. So everything putting Islamic name doesn't become halal. Like some people say now, before that meat is haram, say Bismillah upon that haram meat becomes halal. It won't become halal. It's still haram. In the same way now, Allah, give me hidayah. Guide me every step of my life, whether my business, whether my family, education, Allah says, I want to give my children the best education. We say to us, I want to give them the best. And what is the best we're giving them? Is the worst education. Everything besides Allah. 8 hours in the day, discuss everything besides Allah. 8 hours of the child's life comes out. 12 years is from class one. Now, our time was class one. Now, is we don't need, how many zeros, minus zero, or R grade, or you know, when they start from 3 years old already, the mother doesn't love the child anymore. Please leave the house, go away. At 3 years old, the child needs the mother. The Ali will say, radiya anhu, let the child be 7 years old. Then he can study formally after that. But now from so young, so many years of the child's age comes out, and 12 years, 15 years, for 8 hours every day, everything besides Allah, this is doing it, that is doing it, this one will do it, that one will do. And what the teacher will ask, what do you want to become? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. At the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, we already have a full-time work. We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a big title Allah Pak has given us. You all are workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's given you a work already. Bring deen in your life and take deen to the four corners of the world. Our Hazrat explains to us also, we're coming for programs. We're coming to the khanqa, we're coming for tazkiyah, we're coming with the sawu, all big titles, we don't even know what it means in the first place. He said, what you're coming here for, get it quickly. The love of Allah, the pain of the love of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, get the muhabbat of Allah and distribute it in the ummah. Ummah is thirsty right now. Where and where they're going, looking for enjoyment in coffee shops, drinking coffee. What the ummah knows about coffee? Our Hazrat Wala, subhanAllah, every step, what is the sunnah? What is the sunnah? What is the sunnah? Every single step, we'll share with the brothers just one incident only. What is to be an arif, to understand, to have ma'rifat of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, establish deen in a person's life. Once you mentioned that it was Yom al-Jum'ah, Hazrat, give us the kurta, we'll iron it for you. We ask the first time, we'll give you later. We ask the second time, we ask the third time, Hazrat, give the kurta, we'll iron it Jum'ah today. Hazrat asked only Yusuf, buying kurta is sunnat. I got, yeah. You make it like it's first trying the kurta. The Nabi of Allah in his kurta. But we become so, this has to be iron, no creases whatsoever, spotlessly clean. This sunnat? This is sunnat, alhamdulillah, by all means. I'll put things into perspective. So, best education, we're giving the worst education. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get the love of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, introduce our family, our children, teach them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imani mudhakara, who Allah is, what Allah is doing. Hazrat says, study science also, no problem. What is science? Science, the way they put it to us now, that we did something great. That we told you, we showed you how things are happening. He said, we already know this in Quran Sharif. How the rain comes down, Allah explained to us. How the child was born, Allah he already explained to us. He's just putting it now in simple terms for us. They learn science, no problem. Science will teach you the workings of Allah. How Allah is doing, operating everything. But the way science is nowadays, like we did it. We making this operate right now. We're going to make the weather happen like this. And we're going to make that happen like that. Allah is doing everything. And this is telling you now, this is Allah's system and how complex it is. How complex the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has already explained to us to get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person knows all this that is happening, how it's happening also. He got the ma'rifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then the value system will come right in life. Quran Sharif is valuable. Salah is valuable. Mal is there on its place. Mal is to make my amal easy for me. Mal is there to make my amal easy for me. Now if my mal and my dukan and my shop, my degree, doesn't allow me to perform my salah, then how is it now going to buy my jannat for me? They can't allow me to go for salah. Where Allah Pak is saying, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Muazzin is calling out. Success is here. By, like how we say, you want anything under the musalla? Money is there. Yes, it is there. Falah is there. Success is there. Everything is in there. So Allah Pak has given us this 1 month, my dear brothers. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ They spend this month correctly. Keep a real fast. Quran is hidayat. How to keep the roza? Am I really keeping the roza right now? Roza is it only now. Fasting is only fasting of the pit and the stomach. That I don't eat, don't drink, stay far from my wife. Roza of the eyes. Roza of the tongue. Roza of the hands. Roza of the heart, fasting of the feet, that am I doing everything correctly? This is real fasting. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum kept that fast, where the eyes were in control, the tongues were in control, the appetites were in control. Now we have so many things in our life as if it's farz. Now in the month of Ramadan also, shayateen are locked up. Shayateen are locked up, but then the effects are still there. What we're doing 11 months of the year, we haven't made tawbah, it's still carrying on. Coffee shops are still full. The pedal is still full. As if now this is farz. We have to do it. Hidayat from Allah. How come now in the month of Ramadan also? Where Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give everything under the musalla, but the ummah is finding it, they're going to look somewhere else for it. As if coffee has become farz to drink. You don't drink coffee like you're missing out something in life. Get a life now. How come you don't drink this? Now, who said you have to do this? You have to do that. We have to taste this. You have to taste that. Now at least Hadrat says, when the ummah is going through so much of trial and tribulation, the blood is being spilt. The children are being received, not in body bags, in pieces. One leg here, one arm there. Ummah is drinking coffee. We're going to play some sports right now. So at least give it up now. At least have a heart. Few days ago, Hadrat is saying, if you can't, Hadrat is talking about having sympathy and pity, even for the cat on the street. A stray cat, take it in, give it some milk. He's feeling cold, he got lost, he's got some illness. Our Akabir had even a hatch for this. One Allah wala person, pious person, goes into his bedroom. Tired at night. And he sees a cat sleeping on the bed. He realizes you're a makhluk also. The cat is fast asleep. He slept on the floor. On that Allah Pak gave him jannah. He didn't disturb the cat. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, great wali of Allah, great mujahid also, gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 6 months, 4 months in the path of Allah, 4 months in business, and 4 months he would teach. They say that 4 months of business also, he would do business just to give a stipend to the ulama of the time that are teaching. Because you can't do business, I'll do business, I'll support you, so you are free. Then 4 months already in jihad. Once writing his kitab, and the time they had an ink pot, and the pen, the reed. So he dipped the pen or the reed into the ink pot and he took it out about to write, a fly came and sat at the tip. And sipping at that ink. Just on that he stopped. He just stopped just for that fly to take a sip of that ink. Allah loved that action so much. Hazrat says, even for the animals also, have pity upon them. We can't have pity upon the makhluk of Allah. And the makhluk of Allah is a stepping stone to the Khaliq and Creator. Love the makhluk of Allah, you'll fall in love with the Creator of the makhluk. Now the Ummah, what are they going through? At least some, Hazrat says, at least now, change the diet a little bit. At least give up that. Ya Allah, I won't do that. If you can't, like one buzuk will make dua. Ya Allah, even if you don't reward me for my good a'mal, is that rewardable in the first place? Ya Allah, at least forgive my sins. At least forgive my sins and the day of Qiyamah I come, with no guna, ya Allah, is sufficient for me. Even I get no reward for my a'mal, but at least forgive my gunas at least. Here at least, we give up one cup of coffee, or one pedal night, or something we give up for the sake of Allah. For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qiyamah's day we can go before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We made some qurbani, some effort we made for deen. We gave up something, it was between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi would say, he says that in your life, do at least one amal, so secretly, that nobody knows on the day of Qiyamah, if in our words now you have to pull out the spare wheel, Allah, I did this only for you. Nobody else knows about it. If I can't do something good, then give up some evil at least. Allah, I won't go tonight. I won't do this. I won't. Nobody else knows. It's only me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got this habit of doing this. Allah, I didn't go to the shop tonight. I didn't go out. I didn't take that. Allah, only for you. What Allah will give on that? How many lives could be saved? You brought the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Thinking what to speak on these nights, odd nights also, there's so many things that come to mind. As we mentioned, one is the Quran Sharif, the book of Hidayat and guidance, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْفُرْقَانِ. Allah ta'ala will give us that furqan in our hearts also. Furqan is that nur of Hidayat that comes in the heart, that you can recognize that this is evil and this is good. Right now the Ummah Kaliman distinguish. This is the right thing, what is the right thing. Come to business also, whether it's right, whether it's wrong. Whether it comes to education, right or wrong. Family too, go this direction or that direction. The Quran Sharif, Allah will open the heart. And the whole thing of the month of Ramadan is to get this taqwa. Now for me to introspect right now tonight, my dear brothers, we got a few nights before the end of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us subhi to see till the end of the month of Ramadan. We don't know who's going to go, when the person is going to go. But at least I can do some introspection. Ya Allah, I want that taqwa. I want to be Allah conscious. I want my deen to become easy for me. I want salah to become my second nature. Quran Sharif to become easy for me to open and read Quran Sharif. Take out my tasbih, read Durood Sharif, istighfar. Ya Allah, I want it to become part of my life. We want it to come into our lives. But the masturat also. Now they're exposed to so many things they're not supposed to be exposed to. Now it becomes a challenge in their life. Quran describes the masturat and the women of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Azajim wa Taharat, Inna alladhina yirmuna al-muhsanat al-ghafilat. They were muhsanat, they were pure, chaste, pure in mind, pure in heart, pure in a'mal. They were muhsanat and ghafilat. They were unmindful of dunya. They knew nothing about dunya. They knew how to produce the men of the dunya. That you will go and give your lives in the path of Allah. There's a short car, Guzari also. Allah Ta'ala gives Tawfiq, we went to Afghanistan. Speaking to the Mujahideen, subhanAllah, that fought in the front line. And very detailed karguzari, but one highlight one of them mentioned. After they signed the agreement in Qatar, that now the certain NATO forces will leave in 14 months. And long karguzari, finally he told them, you will leave in 14 days. Rasi Hazrat, kis tarah hua? How it happened? They left in 14, instead of 14 days, they left in 11 days. I said, how it happened? Allah ki qudrat. Allah did it. And then he says the masturat. They know what to do and how to do, what they should do. They know what to do, how to do, when to do it, how to do it. I said, what they did? He said, our ladies in the refugee camps kept roza for 1 week. Then they know. They kept roza for 1 week. They didn't go have coffee. They didn't go be pedal. They don't run on the beach. He said, they kept roza for 1 week. And then, he says, then, so in our words, we salute, and we say Mubarak, and we thank our wives and our mothers that polished our boots. And then we took, picked up arms and we moved. Allah gave us fatah, city and town after town, town after town, town after town. Allah gave us 11 days. Leave 14 months, in 11 days Allah gave us. He said, Allah did it, and our masturat. They knew how to bring up children, they knew what to put in them, and they knew how to dispatch them. He says, now the jihad is over, that was easy. Now to establish the deen of Allah, this is difficult. Now to keep the deen, to revive the deen. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, they are ghafilat. They know what they should know, and how to do it, what time, when, and how. That is a true mu'mina, a true believer, that iman comes in her heart, taqwa comes in her heart. She should also introspect tonight, and ourselves also, my dear brothers, that this taqoon, this taqwa, ya Allah, why is it not coming into my life? Where's the blockage right now? What am I doing that's blocking this taqwa right now? Allah wants to give it. So Allah Pak said, this is a month of taqwa. I want you to get taqwa. You are keeping the roza. 30 days you're staying hungry. 29 days you're staying hungry. Whole day without eating. And you want the reward for it. Ya Allah, give us something. Allah said, I want to give you taqwa, but you're not keeping it properly. You're not making tawbah, you're not removing. As you mentioned nowadays, our investments, there's riba everywhere, interest everywhere. Subhanallah, in that country of Afghanistan, they say, subhanallah, zero riba, no interest whatsoever. Zero. No taxes also. Islamic country. I run in the country. Allah is doing the work. Allah will make it happen. Allah's promise. Allah will establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, as Hazrat says, subhanallah, leave one country. He says, we are a country on our own. We are continents on our own. Every insan is a continent on his own. And he has different countries, provinces. The eyes is one country. The hands are one country. The heart is a country of his own. Then his feet, then his mind. These are all countries. And you are the elected and the supreme leader, government, prime minister, president for life without any elections also. You are the one. Now you bring deen. Who's stopping you? Bring deen in your eyes, bring deen in your heart, bring deen on your hands, on your feet, and see how taqwa will come after that. There's nobody forcing us to make guna. So Allah, what is there that is blocking this taqwa? Allah wants to give taqwa. Allah wants to give us that Allah consciousness for the remaining part of the year. But what is it that is blocking it? That I don't want to give up in my life. That I don't want to stop the certain thing. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to do it, to make the decisions of life tonight, 21st night of the month of Ramadan. Ask Allah for tawfiq. Allah, I want the taqwa. Allah Ta'ala with the power of jazb and pull, Allah will give it. But who is there to take it? Who is there to make the tawbah? If I can't understand, ya Allah, what it is, ask Allah for guidance. Read Quran Sharif one quarter, one page, ask Allah for guidance. When Sajjad Nomani Sahib mentioned about his mother, his honorable mother, he said, I have a copy of a Quran Sharif by me. And the Quran she would read every day, it had the original Quran text and then the Urdu translation, and on the bottom they would have tafsir of it. He said, my mother would recite one page at a time. He said, when I open the Quran nowadays, the bottom part is all smudged. He said, because after every page, she would lift her hands and she would cry to Allah. Ya Allah, give me the reality of this page. Ya Allah, put this page in my life. Give me the understanding of it. Ya Allah, what do you want me to do? How you mean to do it? Which way I should go? And she would cry. All the tears would fall at the bottom of the page and became smudged. And what children Allah Pak gave her, what a mot Allah Pak gave her. So we read one page also. Quran Tilawat is read one page, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I can't read. I can't understand. Ya Allah, you teach me. Give me hidayat. Give me tawfiq. Give me the understanding. Ya Allah, how to do things correctly. How to do it right. But we know right now, pandemic. The biggest illness right now is abuse of the eye. The eyes, whether it's video, whether photography, which is absolutely haram. There's no difference of opinion. Difference of opinion will come where there's a valid Shari'i proof for it that it is permissible. And the other side say not permissible. Here there is no other side proof to say it is permissible. And those that do say permissible is all because of technicalities. Because of pixels, is not printed out, is stored on the phone, so it's permissible. But the end result, we look at the end result of it. Now this has led to so much zina of the eyes. The eyes have become polluted. And as the one alim said also, in a very jovial or humorous way he was saying, he says that in one of the Muslim schools, he says, Malana, that Ustaz walked into the office, Appa was wearing a parda, but the way he looked at her, Appa told the principal, "The look, see how he's looking. Even you take the water, the seven oceans, and wash his eyes, he won't get back. His eyes are so dirty. His eyes are so dirty, the oceans won't clean it also. It's so deep, he can't even control his eyes. Zina of the eyes, look at, just to look, even the applications, my dear brothers, whether it be this TikTok and Snapchat, and the other one is Instagram, is designed for zina. They're designed for zina of the eyes. As soon as you open, they know what you're looking for, what you look for before already, they're already tracking you. It's designed for zina of the eyes. And it is going to lead to zina finally after that. These things are destroying the taqwa of the ummah. Or this is technicality, so to say. Photography is halal, permissible, photography, and what call you get? Video calling. Video calling also. All these things they brought into our lives, and we take it to be, okay, that haram, maybe makruh. Taqwa is not coming. What is taqwa? Pure. Pure life, pure heart, pure mind. What? And we say to the brothers also, sit down tonight, ask myself, that if I don't do it, if I stop doing it, if I delete it, what will happen? What will happen? Ask yourself, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. But this is shaitan. أَشَيْطَانُ يَعِيدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. Shaitan's job is this, that he threatens you. They're going to delete it. Close your account. Block it. Block that contact. Finish what life you got. What life you got, Allah will give you life. Now you gave your chest to Allah. Now I give my heart to Allah. Before I read my two rakah salat or tawbah, delete it. I don't need these things in my life. I need Quran Sharif. I need the dhikr of Allah. I need the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So ask ourselves, if I delete it, if I get off it, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Subhanallah, our Shaykh even taught us. Some people say, but I got to be on Facebook. Got to advertise on Facebook. Is Allah muhtaj in need of your Facebook? To run your business? Does Allah need it? But the way we've done it now, they made it such that this application has become our God. Without this, now business won't run. We're looking for barakat. We're not looking for business. We're looking for barakat. Not in business. There's an incident of a person, detailed incident also, where there was some money left behind. So he made his sikhara. Then he asked in the dream, the 100 gold coins, is there any barakat in it? So they said, no barakat. He said, I don't need it. Then next day he saw the dream again. He said, now there's 50 coins left. They go and take it before somebody takes it. Any barakat in it? No barakat. I don't need it. Because you and me, 100 gold coins, Kruger coins, say Bismillah. You won't ask with the barakat, no barakat. You say the gold price is going to go up, we're going to strike luck. Hazrat says, for the Allah wala, the gold and silver is like a dirty rag. Put it here, doesn't take it, but I don't need it. One Sati we met there also, in Afghanistan, Alhamdulillah. So we asked him, in your Mali Ghanimat, in the spoils of war, what you received? They say, I can't tell you. Kuch kaho bhai, kya mila, what you received? Then shyly he mentioned also, he's wearing an American military jacket also. I said, bhai, where you got the jacket from? Say, Americano. He said, I put him down and I got the jacket. So what you got? He said, if I'm not mistaken, brothers can correct me. He said, in the spoils of war, you got two Land Cruisers, I think, and one Humvee or something like that. So I said, where is it? He said, uski zarurat nahi thi. Wapas kar diya usko. I had no need for it. I gave it back to Baitul Mal. So bhai, then what you got? He said, no, I'm contented. I'm living in a tent. I got 2 tents and I got 16 children and 2 wives, alhamdulillah. I'm a happy man. Been to 21 countries in my life as a khadim and I got no passport. Subhanallah. Got no passport. If I get a passport, then I'll go for Umrah. But I'm a happy man. Happy man, I got 2 tents, I'm living, building 1 house here slowly, alhamdulillah. Life is carrying on. Allah shukr. We look for barakat. He sees in a dream 100, no barakat. 50, no barakat. When now, finally, only 1 coin is left. Any barakat in it? Yes, it's barakat in that one. Then I'll go take that one. And from there, Allah Ta'ala gives you treasures after that. Treasure upon treasures. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. All these apps and all these things we are chasing right now is blocking the taqwa. Before my 2 rakat namaz, make tawbah. Ya Allah, whatever I'm involved in, some job I'm doing, is not Sharia compliant. I'm not sure about it. Oh, my children, where to put them? Maybe I put them in the wrong place. Because of that, I've got problems in my life. Oh, my wife, my children, whatever I have done in my life. Sit down and think, Ya Allah, if I stop this, what will happen to my life? Nothing will happen, Banda. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen. I'll be free from it. I'll be over it. Now, mashallah, get myself involved in deen, activities of deen, make mashwara. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. This is a night, my dear brothers. Amal are simple. Is that heavy? Sometimes, as we mentioned before, we feel it's a heavy night. How much amal I'm going to do? And also, just to clarify also, these 10 days of the month of Ramadan, is it for bayans and programs? These are just now to spur us on. The real amal is in solitude. The real amal of the 10 nights of the month of Ramadan is solitude. Should not be, we came with the program, program is over, so our amal is over for the night. Now we can go relax, we sat for the bayan, we heard it, so we did our ibadat. No, this is only as a reminder only. It's only as a reminder to spur us on to get into ibadat. So after we finish the program, no talking, we take our corners, 2 rakat namaz, take our time, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats, 8 rakats. As much as you can read, to tire the body for Allah. To tire the body for Allah, which Allah loves. That I got tired for the sake of Allah. We're tiring ourselves right now in gyms. And walking 5 kilometers. We're not saying now, don't do it. But mashwara, how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. Yes, everything has its place and time. So we're doing all these things, we're getting tired doing it. And we feel very fit thereafter. But when it comes now to ibadat, then the body gets heavy. Then the nafs takes over. Nafs is still there. Nafs will say, now too much now, take it easy, don't be too heavy. Lighter amal. 2 rakats, take a break, make some dua, some tasbihat, take a walk a little bit, don't disturb anybody. And then back to amal again. This way, that way, we'll try the best we can and present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is shakur. Allah, we say make shukr. But Allah himself is ash-shakur. What does it mean? Allah appreciates. Allah appreciates. Little bit we do, Allah gives a lot. So we have this 21st night. Take out the time. Make the dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sit down, make muraqabah, introspect. Ya Allah, what is it there? What is it there that is blocking everything? What is blocking the taqwa? What is blocking the barakat? What is blocking my iman? That my entire 11 months is getting spoiled. Now is the month of Ramadan. Last 10 nights. So when Allah is going to give us, how Allah is going to give us, we're going to present ourselves inshallah. And tie our bodies for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for the ummah also. The ummah is in a plight right now. Ummah is in a big plight right now. Make dua for the ummah. Allah ta'ala save us over here in our country. This can happen overnight. Allah protect us. MashaAllah ta'ala brought us for i'tikaf. Those in sunnah, those in nafil. Make the need for nafil i'tikaf also. Great rewards for it. Right now we're sitting in the masjid. Such an area Allah ta'ala has brought us. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala, make this place of markaz of hidayat. From here, hidayat spread. Allah's name spreads in the world. Allah becomes happy that in this corner of the town, Allah Ta'ala's house is here. Allah chose his land. Allah chose his zameen. That my name will be taken over here. Who will come and take it? Who will make it? They come. Already this time by Allah Ta'ala. We have to make the niyat now. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam bul baytullah. He said, makan ban gaya. Or makin baqi raha. He built the Baytullah, the Makan, the place was ready. Now who will inhabit this place? Who will make this place a place of hidayat? So he raised his hands and he made dua. رَبَّنَا وَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Ya Allah, I built Baitullah already. It's built already. Ya Hukam is done, Ya Allah. Zamzam already has come. Safa Marwa, as a Hajj al-Labak loved it. Make the Ummah run till Qiyamat. Allah Ta'ala giving water, barakat of Ismail Ibrahim till Qiyamat. Ya Allah, I built Baitullah. What an achievement, Ya Allah. You chose me to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above Baitullah, al-Baitul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba or the Malaika, and upon that the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he said, Ya Allah, the house is built now. And then he raised his hands and he made dua. Ya Allah, send among them a Rasul to them. Now the work will start. Alhamdulillah, the place is built. We sitting here make niyat of hidayat, niyat of islah. Allah's name is revealed in the world. This area over here, and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, all these things in dunya that has come in our homes, in our lifestyle, in our families, our children, all these things, Ya Allah, that the environment of Madinah Munawwara has come alive in the world. Modesty, sharam, haya, where there's sympathy, empathy, brotherhood, not just for my life, for my family, that I must enjoy my life only. Whether my brother is hungry, whether he has food on the table, doesn't bother me. My life must carry on, my holidays must carry on. This must carry on, that must carry on. Carry on upgrading, updating, till we get depressed. Now what to do now? Now we don't know what to eat anymore now. Now we're looking for something which is so exotic, so exclusive. Don't know if it's halal or the haram. Chalo, bismillah. What they say? If you have a doubt, must try it out. Na'uzu billah. Say, leave it out. Da'ma yuribuk ila ma'na yuribuk. Leave that which puts you in doubt towards that which doesn't put you in doubt. Allah Ta'ala, keep us in the clear. But these are beautiful nights, my dear brothers. Take our time. Make this dua. Allahumma innaka afoon. Tuhibbu al-afwa. Fa'afu anni. Allah, forgive us. Forgive the ummah. Give us tawfiq. Give us taqwa. Give us hidayat. We have to make dua. Now before we left Azabul also, I told Hazrat, abhi halat bahut kharab hai Gaza mein. Hum kya kare? Ya Allah, I told Hazrat that the condition in Gaza, Ya Allah, the carpet bombing, right? Hazrat, what must do? With dard and pain in the heart. He looked down. He said, well, Yusuf, time for serious dua now. Time for serious dua. Time for serious dua. Not just dua like that. Serious dua. What gunas have we done, Ya Allah, that our families, our children are being bombed to pieces in the part of the world? Now, what did we do? What can we do now, Ya Allah? What can we do right now to change the condition of the ummah? Whatever we can invest now, our tears, our dua, sadqah, whatever we can do. We told the brothers last year also, leave that ice cream tonight, leave that coffee tonight, leave it tomorrow night also. And whatever money we're going to spend, do that one EFT to an account, Ya Allah, for the people of Gaza. This is for the children, this is for the mothers, this is for them, Ya Allah. I'm not going to have it. Do that EFT, whichever organizations are doing work over there, put it to their account. Ya Allah, this is for them. I'm not going to have it tonight. I can do without it. Nothing will happen if I don't have it. Nothing will happen. Alhamdulillah. Nobody will shout me, why you didn't have tonight? Nothing will happen. Allah says, Shabash. Shabash, oh my banda, you did it for my pleasure. I'm happy with you. You want Allah's rida, Allah's happiness. Little bit of qurbani. One simple usul, one simple principle. Deen came with sacrifice. Deen will remain with sacrifice. And deen will spread with qurbani. We have to give the qurbani. Whether physically, whether we give up some guna or sin, we give it up for the pleasure of Allah, hidayat will come. How many generations will eat? 7 generations, 14 generations, to somebody's taqwa, somebody's iman, somebody's qurbani, who Allah will create in their family, some wali of Allah, some Allah wala, some ulama, qurra. Little bit tonight we can make the decisions. Ya Allah, I'm making the decision from my progenies, from my family. Make one Allah wala. Make one Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. Something I can give up, something I can do. These are not fairy tales, my dear brothers. It happened before. One mother made a decision. She gave up something. One father made a decision. He gave up something. One old couple, they had only one property. They had one son only. They made mashwara. Let's give up this house. They have only one son. He must become Allah wala. Rabbaniyin. Kunu Rabbaniyin. He must become the friend of Allah. He must become a great alim of the time. The husband and wife are discussing what to do. We don't have the funds. That time was the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. At least he'll go to Medina Munawwara and become an alim. How are we going to send him? We don't have the means. So mother and father deciding, let's sell the property. Let's sell the house. We'll survey it out. Then he will go and do something in life. They sold their property. They don't go look for bursary. They sold their property. Sold the property and bursary also to give him the worst education. He said, let's sell the property, send it to Madina Sharif. Better you go, don't worry about us. We'll meet the Jose Kosar, inshallah. We'll meet there, you carry on. Young boy went, it's a long incident, we can't go into detail. Finally he went. He went to Madina Manawara, came to Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh, and he studied by him. And he said, this youngster comes into the chain of the asatiza of the ustaz of Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh. Subhanallah, what an investment. Where it happened, we don't even know the parents' names, but we know his name. Because he's one of the ustaz of Imam Bukhari that goes up, Rahmatullah Alayh. So what decisions we can make tonight, my dear brothers? Is that a fairy tale? We can sit quietly, talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm not so pious, but I want pious children, I want pious offspring. Whether it be my nephew, if I can have children, maybe I can take over his kharcha, maybe I can do something for him, I can pay his madrasa fees. There was one doctor sahab I met, may Allah put his qabr of noor, subhanallah. He was a doctor, and he mentioned to me one time, he says, my brother was studying in Deoband, I told him, you go and study, I take care of all your fees, you don't worry. I'll take care of your fees, whatever your needs are, for how long you want to go, I'll take care of it, don't worry about it. Alhamdulillah, he said, Allah give me tawfiq, whatever his needs were, I took care of it. Doctor, practicing doctor, subhanallah, Allah give him such a mouth, that performing salah, imamat, he went into ruku, from ruku he went to sajda and he was gone. Allah took his ruh away. Brother became a top mufti of the country. But who got the beautiful mouth? The doctor sir. What a decision he made. My children couldn't do it, but my brother could do it. I took care of him. Allah give him a mouth like this. How he must be smiling, my dear. So maybe I don't have children. I got a nephew, I got a cousin, I got a neighbor. Something I can do for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is the night to talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We make short zikr and dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we say La ilaha illallah, we take out all the filth from the heart. La ilaha, there's no deity. I worship no one. I don't worship my carnal desires. I don't worship my properties, my car, my home, my degree. Ya Allah, I am zero, I am nothing, O my Allah. I don't worship anything of this dunya. I don't run behind anything. All the pleasures that Allah has kept there. Ya Allah, we are children of akhirat. We take everything out of the heart. La ilaha illallah, like a super vacuum. It vacuums the heart. It takes out everything. This is the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, now you come in this heart. Fill it up. Every corner, O my Allah. Every artery, O my Allah. Every vein, O my Allah. Fill it up with your muhabbat and your love. Everything I look at, only see Allah. Only see Allah. Only see Allah. Ya Allah, degree you gave me. Ya Allah, I don't worship it. It works for me. Dukan, Ya Allah, works for me. Ya Allah, the car takes me to the masjid. Ya Allah, my degree allows me to come to the house of Allah. My business takes me for Hajj and Umrah and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, everything is for you. Everything is calling your name. But first my heart is to call the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. We take everything out. We only put the love of Allah in the heart. All these hobbies we have, whether it be the mastura, the ladies at home, all the walks and leaving the house, no parada, no modesty, the coffee shops and going out. Ya Allah, I'm taking it out. I don't need it, O my Allah. That taste of that coffee, Allah, you'll give me at home. The pleasure of going out, Ya Allah, you'll give me within my own home. I don't have to go out. Allah will give me the Jannah. Hazrat says, they tell yourself, O Yusuf, Jannah is 2 minutes away. Zara sabar kar. Make a little bit sabar. Just now you'll be there. Allah will give you your own, mashallah, private beach, your own coffee shops, your own this, your own courts, whatever. You're free to do whatever you want now. A little bit sabar. 2 minutes and you'll be there. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله. When you take the name of Allah, then you must picture in our mind that the carpet is saying Allah, the walls are saying Allah, the aircon is saying Allah, the roof is saying Allah, the entire world is singing the name of Allah. Ya Allah, come into my heart. Ya Allah, come into my eyes. Ya Allah, come into my life. Come into my home, O my Allah. Take over my entire life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Guide me towards your muhabbat and your love and the deep, deep connection with you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove all the dirt and the filth with the barakah of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم واعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب أو كريم رحيم الله يا غفار الذنوب يا لا يدون الفقيب all sins أو كريم رحيم الله يا ستار العيوب أو ما يلا يهدن all our faults and all Allah was Sunzo Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, your kindness, O my Allah. Your ihsan, O my Allah. Your bounties upon us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, everything we have is from you, O my Allah. Our hearts belong to you, O my Allah. Our tongues belong to you, O my Allah. Our hands is begging bowls belong to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, you've given us these hands to beg from you and only from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The tongue is to speak only that you love what you please, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, the feet belong to you. Our entire existence belongs to you. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you brought us tonight, Ya Allah, to your home, oh my Allah. You are the host, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bande bande hai, oh my Allah. You are the filthy servants of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you invited, Ya Allah, dirty people like us, oh my Allah, to your pure home. Ya Allah, where do we have the feet to walk to your house? Allah, your palace, O my Allah, where can we be accommodated by you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah? You are the host, O my Allah, the most majestic, the grandest, O my Allah, the greatest, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The skies belong to you, the earth belongs to you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, kingdom belongs to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, izzat belongs to you, O my Allah. You give honor who you want to give honor to, O my Allah. Disgrace is from you. Treasures are from you. Wealth is from you, O my Allah. Poverty from you. Conditions in your hands, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, what are we, O my Allah? We are one drop of dirty semen, filthy from head to toe, from inside, outside. O my Allah, where we have things to ask of you. But then do you commanded us, O my Allah, to ask of you and you will give us. Oh my Allah, we ask you this night in the month of Ramadan, O Kareem Rahim Allah, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Oh my Allah, we ask you with dirty tongues and minds and hearts, because it's your command to ask. Ya Allah, we ask you, O my Allah, because Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Rahim, we are Ummati Marhuma, we are the Ummati Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Ummati to come, the first Ummati to go to Jannat, O my Allah. What you have given us, Ya Allah, we can't thank you. Ya Allah, we ask you, O my Allah, this night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us yours, O my Allah, don't leave us. Oh my Allah, even if you run away, then to catch us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours, oh my Allah. Make the decision to light. Majari al-qada belongs to you. Where all faces and decisions take place belongs to you. Ya Allah, the higher court of the skies belong to you. Where decisions come down from there. Oh my Allah, we ask you that court of yours, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, take our leave and make us yours to light, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan is waiting. Ya Allah, shaitan is waiting. Make us his, O my Allah. Nafs has already taken over our lives, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We don't even know what we are living for anymore, O my Allah. We don't even have direction in our lives, O my Allah. We don't even know what is pure, what is clean, O my Allah. We don't even know what is dirty and filthy, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, by the time we became of age, O my Allah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they saw the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, they said in his company, they heard the pure word, they saw wahi coming down, O Kareem Rahim Allah. When they had anything, they broke their hearts, O my Allah. They were run to the road of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were knocking to his door. They would just see his face, O my Allah. And all the worries would go away. O Kareem Rahim Allah. What have we seen, O my Allah? We've only seen filth and dirt, O my Allah. We only seen haram, O my Allah. We only seen immodesty and nakedness, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We haven't seen the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, O most giving Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, you are Muhsin, you are Mun'im, you are Mu'ti, you love to give, you love to distribute, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we ask you tonight, distribute your muhabbat in the ummah, O my Allah. Distribute your forgiveness to the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive our families and children and spouses, O my Allah. Our parents and grandparents, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Our brothers and sisters, our families, our neighbors, our friends, our mutaalliqeen, our students, O Kareem Rahim Allah, our musallis, our neighbors, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive them, Ya Allah. Forgive them, Ya Allah. O my Allah, we can't even promise you, we won't do it again. Ya Allah, we are too weak to make promises also.
Ya Allah, we are afraid of the promises. Oh my God, Ibrahim Allah. You know how weak we are, oh God, Ibrahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are living in your strength. We are living in the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my God, Ibrahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and give us the strength. Allahumma qawwina fi ridaq. Oh my Allah, make us strong in your pleasure, oh my Allah. In your obedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hatred for sin, oh God, Ibrahim Allah. Like how we hate feces and urine, oh my Allah. We won't go near you, we flush it away. Ya Allah, flush our sins away, oh my Allah. Our bad habits, ya Allah, flush it away, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, ya Nabi, we become happy. Send down your hand. Ya Allah, send down your nusrah for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. We ask you with broken hands and broken hearts, oh my Allah, on this night of Ramadan. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah. If it is a night of Qadr, oh my Allah, give us a full share, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever night it may be, ya Allah, give us the hearts to present our bodies to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we are presenting, ya Allah, our filthy deeds to you, we're presenting our hearts to you, oh my Allah, our brothers in Gaza, oh my Allah, they offering their blood to you and the babies, oh my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, the malaika you send down in Badr, oh my Allah, send them down today, oh my Allah. Let them come with the people of Gaza, oh my Allah. They're being saved with the blood of the children, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you what is on the menu. Oh my Allah, they have no menu. They don't even have a dastarkhan, oh my Allah. They don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow to them. Ya Allah, the malaika you send down in Badr, oh my Allah. Send the malaika once again. Ya Allah, the wind you send in Khandaq, oh my Allah. Send the winds again, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. That Nusrat and Fatah and victory you gave at the time of Fatah Makkah. Oh my Allah, give it to them, oh my Allah. Hold the hand of the zalim. Hold the hand of the oppressor. If he died a little for them, ya Allah. Break their hands, oh my Allah. Change the earth beneath the feet, oh my Allah. Send the bombs against them, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, everything happens with your permission, oh my Allah. Hold them back, oh my Allah. Let your deen prevail in the world, oh my Allah. Let your name become supreme, oh my Allah. Let your name become supreme, oh my Allah. Allah, give us the hearts and the bodies and the ability to take your name to the four corners of the world. Allah, accept our children, oh my Allah. Make them amongst the Salahuddin, the Yubis of the time, oh my Allah. The Khalid bin Walis of the time, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give them, ya Allah, that education. Make them qaris of Quran, oh my Allah. Make them qaris of Quran, oh my Allah. When the night and day becomes Quran tilawat, make them Rabbaniyin, oh my Allah. Make them Allah wala, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Save them from the fitnas, oh my Allah. Save us from the fitnas. Save us and our woman folk and our children, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Return, ya Allah, restore modesty for the mustarat, oh my Allah. Give them sharam and haya. Make us true men like the men of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make them like the women of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Make our children like the children of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Oh my Allah, when the talk of deen was taking place, when they will give their lives for deen, oh my Allah, establish a deen in the world, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Let your deen prevail in the entire world, oh my Allah. Let the kuffar seed, oh my Allah. Turn their hearts around, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Everything happens from you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, destroy and remove all the fitnas in the world, all the music, oh my Allah, all the photography, oh my Allah, those videoing, and all the haram activities, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, close up all the avenues, oh my Allah, return the ummah to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khairul qurun, the best of times, oh my Allah, your deen will prevail, oh my Allah, use us as a means and sabab, ya Allah, for the hidayat of mankind, ya Allah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, to stand in your path, oh my Allah, for Allah, kalimatillah, to raise the flag of Iman in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. You make us a means of hidayat, O my Allah. Make our complete Islah. Reform us completely inside and outside, O my Allah. Make your deen easy for us. Make our salah easy for us. Make Quran easy for us. Ya Allah, make obedience easy for us. Make your disobedience difficult for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the i'tikaf. Accept the du'as of the musturat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the du'as of the children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the roza they are keeping accepted, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to the barakat and tufail and sadqa and the barakat of the roza our children are keeping, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how they wake up, ya Allah, so enthusiastically for iftari, ya Allah, for seri, oh my Allah. I want to keep roza today. We tell better you tie it today. Don't keep it. I want to keep it. Ya Allah, the barakat of the rozas, ya Allah. Send your help, oh my Allah. Know the wisdom of hidayat. Remove our dirty habits, oh my Allah. Make us good Muslims, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure. Ya Allah, make our iman pure. Ya Allah, all the du'as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for the Ummah, Ya Allah, grant us a full share in it. All those things he asked, protection from Ya Allah. Protect the Ummah from it, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those Haramain Sharifain, Ummah, Ya Allah, accept the du'as, make it easy for them. Return Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Muslimin, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Let your deen prevail in those lands, wherever it may be, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We ask you, with Tufail and Sadqa, of the tears of Nabi Karam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to accept our du'as, to make us righteous, to make us pious. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman, and take us with Iman, in the condition we happy with us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزاك الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين.
Humble request to our brothers, inshallah, that we try to refrain from any type of talking. Wherever we are, we can stand up, take one corner, wherever we are. At least 2 rakat namaz, 4 rakat namaz. Once we start talking, then we know the environment is lost, inshallah. So right now the hearts are soft. We can stand up before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats. Make some du'as, tisbihat, istighfar, durood sharif, and turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the strength, Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك و